So no matter how great a relationship is, it should never turn violent. Picture someone getting smashed across the nose with a log, chased down the street with a knife, or getting a hot cup of coffee thrown in their face. That's just some of what happened to our greatest president. I'm Patty Steele. A peek behind the curtains of the Lincoln marriage, next on The Backstory. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, if we're being honest, we all have stuff in our lives that drive us crazy. Maybe it's a job, a difficult relationship, or love interest. Or honestly, it can just be the state of this crazy world we live in. For me, it's all three of those things at times. A lot of times it's not a big deal, but in the moment, it sure feels like it is, right? So how do you come to terms with those stressors and not let the negativity weigh you down? For me, therapy has always been a haven where I can open up, talk about what's eating at me, and trust that this person will be honest, understanding, and discreet. Therapy isn't just for folks who've had major trauma. It's for you and me, so we can be at peace and become the best version of ourselves. When I connected with a terrific therapist at BetterHelp, she asked some on-point questions, and I actually heard myself working through some of the issues I'd kept bottled up. What a relief. If you've considered therapy, I can't recommend BetterHelp enough. It's completely online, so it's convenient, flexible, fits your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a short questionnaire, you'll be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra charge. Take it from me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/backstory today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/backstory.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We're back with the backstory. There is no such thing as a perfect relationship, but there is one completely black and white issue, a line you just don't cross, and that's when disagreements or anger turns violent. You might think it could never happen to a successful, powerful person, but that's where you're wrong. It can happen to anybody. A perfect example of that, our greatest president, Abraham Lincoln. He was a complicated guy who came from a sad, difficult background, but he was noted to be unfailingly kind and compassionate. And maybe that's where his problems with his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, began. Mary's temper was ferocious, and he put up with it in his own way. Now, in fairness, a lot of historians agree that she was emotionally unstable with an explosive temper that was exacerbated by migraines, terrible menstrual issues, and likely two other conditions that included bipolar disorder and pernicious anemia, which can cause everything from fatigue to fever, an electrical buzzing sensation down the spine, anger, and delusion. Neighbors said that Mary threw cups of hot coffee at Abe, smashed him across the nose with a piece of firewood, chased him out of the house with a broomstick, ran after him outside with a knife, threw books at him, and even potatoes, which is kind of like throwing rocks at somebody. And she was constantly verbally abusive toward him, screaming at him at the top of her lungs. She caused what several witnesses said were bloody injuries to his head. In the firewood incident, she was angry that he wasn't building a fire fast enough at home, and she slammed him across the face with a piece of wood. His law partner said the next day he came to work with a large bandage covering his injured and torn nose. Mary simply didn't hide her temper. Folks in their hometown of Springfield, Illinois, said Mary's tantrums were the talk of the neighborhood, and that she also aimed her anger at people working in local shops or at her house, as well as her own servants. When she went off on Abe, his law partner said he could always tell because he'd come to work and find Abe sleeping on a couch in the office, or sometimes he'd be staying with friends across town. What did Lincoln do about all of this? Well, he put up with it. But he also, as a traveling lawyer, did everything he could do to stay away from home. And he became increasingly aloof, which understandably only made her even more upset. So none of what he did in response to her abuse was the right answer to the problem. But in those days, there weren't a lot of answers about how to deal with mental illness. As time went by, Lincoln became more and more well-known on the political circuit, which of course, delighted Mary. She wanted a bigger life than she had as the wife of a small-town traveling lawyer. But his success also frightened her for several reasons. She was impossibly jealous of the attention he got, particularly from other women, but from men as well. And after he won the presidential nomination and eventually the election, she was terrified for his safety. She tried to make herself a big deal in Washington, but she went about it the totally wrong way. A compulsive shopper, she ran up crazy huge debts. If she went shopping for leather gloves in New York City, she would buy, and I mean this literally, 100 pairs. She bought wildly expensive clothes. For the White House, she bought wildly lavish furniture, fabrics, art, rugs, china, and crystal. And to hide it from her husband, she falsified bills and illegally got a hold of federal funds to partially pay off her debts with the help of a dishonest White House manager. But she always had people looking for money from her. She also took really expensive gifts from men who wanted government jobs and then lobbied Abe for those guys to get those jobs. Now, in his defense, he rarely gave in on that front. One historian, as well as Lincoln's law partner, said about the marriage that life in the Lincoln house was a burning, scorching hell. Again, in fairness, his law partner had a deep-seated hatred for Mary. Plus, she did have a lot of physical and mental issues, as well as a husband who retreated from her and also was wildly busy with a civil war. Her anxiety and depression only worsened when one of her little boys, her favorite child, Willie, died in 1862, and she never really got over that. When Lincoln was assassinated, Mary completely collapsed. She didn't even go to his funeral, didn't comfort her sons, didn't leave her bed in the White House for over a month. Eventually, she moved to Chicago, but 10 years later, her son Robert, who lived out there, had her committed to a sanitarium. She stayed for just 3 months, then she went to live with her family until she died in 1882. Abe Lincoln's compassion for people who were suffering is legendary, and that included his wife and her issues. The pain he suffered in his own life helped him to feel for others, but the inability for either him or his wife to effectively deal with her mental illness and violent temper led to an awful lot of sadness for both of them and their kids as well. There's never a reason to excuse abusive behavior. It needs to be recognized and treated for everybody involved. And that is a lesson we all can learn from understanding the Lincoln marriage. Hope you're enjoying The Backstory with me, Patty Steele. Please, please subscribe. And if you have a story you'd like me to dig into and share, go ahead and DM me on Facebook at Patty Steele or on Instagram at Real Patty Steele. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia, Premier Networks, the Elvis Duran Group, and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our writer, Jake Kushner. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Feel free to reach out to me with comments and even story suggestions on Instagram at Real Patty Steele and on Facebook at Patty Steele. Thanks for listening to The Backstory with Patty Steele, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.